Against all odds, the hospital in San Giovanni Rotondo was built. But who did Padre Pio rely on the most? Stay tuned for insights into the challenges and solutions of its construction. Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin friar, mystic and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. The construction of Casa Sollievo della Sofferenza in San Giovanni Rotondo was no easy feat. There were many challenges and obstacles that had to be overcome. The rocky terrain of the construction site, situated about 700 meters or 2,296 feet above sea level, made it difficult to transport materials and equipment. The lack of water and electricity connections also pose a significant challenge. Additionally, without a railway system or modern highways leading to the area, all the materials had to be created on site, including concrete slabs and artificial marble. Some said it was madness and that the project would never be successful. If someone were to contemplate the idea of constructing a complex and demanding structure, like a hospital, on a rocky mountain that lacked any infrastructure, they would likely dismiss it as highly improbable, if not outright impossible. The daunting task of building such a facility on a remote and rugged terrain without the necessary resources or support would be enough to discourage even the most ambitious and determined individuals. The many obstacles and challenges that would need to be overcome, from the lack of adequate transportation and communication systems to the scarcity of building materials and funding sources, would seem insurmountable. Despite these daunting odds, however, there was one man who did not give up on this seemingly impossible task, Padre Pio. Despite all the difficulties, Padre Pio was determined to build a modern hospital in the southern Italian region, where the lack of adequate medical care was causing the deaths of hundreds of children from treatable infectious diseases. He simply had to do something about it. But he also knew that he could not do it alone. He knew that he needed to trust in Jesus to make this dream a reality. He believed that with God, all things were possible, even the construction of a monumental hospital project in the middle of nowhere. When the idea was initially ridiculed by many who thought it was impossible, Padre Pio did not give up. He believed that if it was God's will, the project would succeed. For Jesus said, "With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." Taking refuge in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, Padre Pio entrusted the hospital project to divine providence. He knew that he would need to trust in Jesus to obtain the necessary funding to make the project a reality. In January 1940, as an act of faith, Padre Pio donated the only money he had to the project. He gave two friends who would help him build a hospital a small gold coin that someone had just given him. The Second World War postponed the start of the hospital's construction. But on May 19, 1947, workers began to flatten the land. With money only for the initial stage, Padre Pio and the hospital construction committee promised themselves one thing. They would not ask for financial assistance from anyone. They trusted in God to inspire people to donate to the project, and they were not disappointed. Thousands of people responded with donations, even those who had little to give. A poor widow donated a gold coin, and though it was a very small amount, it was a great sacrifice for her. With tears in her eyes, she explained how she had saved for the hospital. "I do not buy matches. I light the fire in my neighbor's fireplace. I turn off my lamp very early and sometimes do not even light it." Now you can just imagine the sweetness and generosity of this poor widow who was willing to sacrifice that little comfort that she had to donate for the construction. She's a true hero in my book. Just as Jesus accepted the 2 copper coins from the poor widow, Padre Pio knew this poor widow had trusted in God and given her best. Her words touched the saint's heart and he accepted the donation. With the help of these generous donations, the hospital construction continued. And on May 5th, 1956, with a crowd of 15,000 people gathered for an open-air mass in front of the hospital, Padre Pio inaugurated the new and impressive building. A biographer wrote, "Fervor, improvisation, holy determination, a will of steel, and indestructible faith, these are the main ingredients of an explosive mixture that can move mountains and achieve, at a dizzying pace, the construction of a monument to charity." In the end, Padre Pio's trust in Jesus and his faith in divine providence paid off. Through his own example, Padre Pio showed that putting one's trust in Jesus can lead to incredible achievements and the ability to overcome seemingly impossible obstacles. It has been 67 years since the opening day, and the hospital still serves as a house of the relief of suffering. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.